And welcome now to the midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland, happy to be in our Buck studio. And I have to say up front here that we'll have some images for you on our Facebook page because we have a very charming group here called the Prodigy Piano Trio. And I'm not sure how else to describe them except that they're young. They're young. They have a lot of performing ahead of them. And we're going to tap into some of it during this hour. So collectively, everybody, welcome to the midday.
Thank you for having us.
It's a real treat. Now, you're here in conjunction with you're in Wisconsin. You come from various places, but you're here in Wisconsin in conjunction with the Green Lake Music Festival.
Yes.
And what are you doing for that? And tell us a little bit about the festival.
Well, I'm from Miami, Florida. I'm here for chamber music.
And you're Esther Che, by the way.
Esther Che. I play the cello, and I haven't had much experience with chamber music, but after this camp, I'm hoping to make memories and learn a lot.
So is this is your first kind of experience with something like this? What do you do down in Miami?
Well, last year, my summer camp wasn't... it was just local, so I didn't really... this is definitely a new experience for me.
What sort of things do you play with your cello down there? We're going to, hear, of course, more from you a little later, but in the meantime, what about that cello?
Well, I played various concertos like Haydn, Dvorak, and Boccherini and things like that.
So that sounds like orchestral music. You're playing concertos with orchestras down in Miami.
I enjoy that, yeah.
And you are actually pretty well represented on YouTube, I think. So if you want to see Esther Che play her cello, including, I think, the work we're going to be hearing from you a little later, that's on YouTube. But you were, you were more like 11 when you did that recording?
Yeah, I was way younger.
Way younger. Please. We'll get to, how old are you now?
I'm not 13.
I'm not supposed to ask that question, but it just slipped out. I couldn't resist. Well, also with us then is Emily Hauer. She's the violinist that we've heard from. And you're from Appleton.
I'm from Appleton, Wisconsin, yes.
And you've been playing pretty extensively up there, too.
I played in a few competitions this past spring, winter.
How did that go?
They went really well. I really enjoy playing. And
did you? What did you play?
I played with my quartet, the Borden. We won first place in the chamber competition, and I tied first place with another violinist with my Bach D minor that I'm playing today.
Oh, great. Well, so we'll be hearing that shortly, too. And so you're going to stick with the violin? When did you start playing the violin?
I started playing when I was 3.
3, of course. Why did you wait so long?
I didn't wait long. I started stealing my brothers and sisters' violins.
Before you were 3.
Right, And my mom gave me cardboard boxes to play on before that. So.
Really?
That's when I officially started lessons. And things.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I'm glad you caught up a little bit there. And then we have Caleb over at the piano. That's Caleb Borick, and he's told us he hails from Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes.
And you have a YouTube out there of you playing the Grieg Piano Concerto.
Yes.
Which is not a pushover.
No, it's not.
But you pushed it over pretty nicely. A nice kind of subtle, almost low-key kind of touch you had with that.
Thank you.
So we're actually going to be starting musically with Caleb. And are you a fan of Chopin?
Yes. He's one of my favorite composers.
One of mine, too. What appeals to you about Chopin?
I don't really know it. I didn't used to like him.
Really?
But then I started playing a lot of things by him, and now I like.
So what did you start with, or what was the first piano music that you actually liked?
Mozart and Beethoven and Bach. And that was basically it.
Uh-huh. But, of course, isn't that governed somewhat by what your teacher assigns you?
Yes, somewhat.
So, yes, somewhat. You can say, enough of this Mozart and Bach, I want to play Chopin. And you think your teacher would have caved?
Yeah, probably.
Probably so. Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Now, what about this piece of Chopin that you have chosen to play today? It's a ballade that implies some kind of a storyline, right?
The first ballade. I don't really know the storyline.
It's probably left to your imagination.
It almost feels like a dance in some parts, but other parts of it, like the coda, can be very dark. So.
Well, that's Chopin, yes. Yeah. Kind of the clouds part, and then they knit back together.
Yeah.
He was a person of emotions, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is the G minor ballade by Chopin.
Yes.
And before we get into that, I have to ask you, Caleb, so what grade are you in?
I'm going into eighth grade.
Going into the eighth grade, okay. The Chopin ballade in G minor.
Thank you.
Well, that was Caleb Borick playing the Ballade No. 1 in G minor by Frédéric Chopin, and makes me wonder what you're going to be doing when you get into eighth grade, Caleb. What's next after that?
You know, I really don't know. I guess more piano and...
Karate?
Yes. How did you know?
Oh, it's out there, you know, it's out there. And how do you reconcile those two interests? I mean, karate, we're talking about open hand and hitting stuff, right?
Well, taekwondo is more of hitting. Karate more focuses on defense or kicking.
Uh-huh. So you're kicking rather than hitting?
Yes.
You're taekwondo?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's... and you don't, your feet are, you use them to play the piano, but it's not
yes,
quite
but
so
it's not that
detailed.
Important.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And when did you start with the taekwondo? Before or after piano?
Oh, definitely after.
Definitely after. Okay. So you got your fingers all in order first and then worked on the feet. Well, Emily Hauer is our violinist here, and I noticed that while Caleb was playing, actually both you and Esther were kind of like smiling and sort of shaking your heads. Oh, what was that about?
Well, we just couldn't believe how good he was. I heard him practice. I just walked into the rehearsal room the first day, and I was just like, that kid is a prodigy.
Well, that's the name of this piano trio that you put together for the Green Lake Music Festival, too, the Prodigy Piano Trio.
Oh, no, we didn't. We didn't name it.
You didn't name it. No, I know that would be immodest, wouldn't it?
Yeah, very.
To call
very
yourself
much so.
A prodigy, and yet, yeah. that's the way it is. Well, I think yes, you're all prodigies. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And we're going to be hearing again singly from our other two players. But what I wanted to ask either one of you or both of you, Emily and Esther, your string players, of course, but if you're hearing a pianist or any other musician play, what do you get out of it?
Well, every musician definitely has a really, really amazing talent, and I could just hear, like, there's... their playing is so beautiful. Like, I'm always impressed. Like, no matter who's playing, I always find something so good out of every musician.
Is that the way you feel, Emily?
Yes. I try to look for things like accuracy, musicality, thoughtfulness behind what's going on, things like that.
Well, it looked like you were, I would say, both very intent, intense and intent during Kayla's performance. I think everybody was, actually. All right. Now, that brings us to Emily. Mm-hmm. And some Bach, and you mentioned this D minor partita, right? That you
yes.
tied for first. And what was that event again, or competition?
It was the Fox Valley Music Young Artists Festival, something in Apple. I forgot the name of it. Sorry.
There's so many.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure you play these competitions and festivals pretty continuously.
Not really.
No, but you just forgot this one anyway.
Well, I've done it for a few years, but I don't want to mix it up with a different one,
sure.
So I don't want to say the wrong one.
Of course.
No,
that's very professional of you. So what about the Bach partita and D minor partita? Is it kind of a suite?
Yes, it is. I don't know. This is my second time learning it. I learned it when I was younger, and now I'm just kind of pulling it back out, just looking at it.
And what are you doing different?
Well, I'm interpreting it much differently than before. I'm trying to find, instead of just saying notes, intonation, I'm looking more at the bass line, seeing if I can bring that out, bringing out the melody, see which parts are static, see which parts are going somewhere, things like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are those insights of your own, or is this something your teacher told you to look for?
My teacher put that in my brain. Now I put it to
that's
work.
That's okay. That's quite all right. Yeah. If you put it to work, that's the main thing.
Yes.
And so you're going to be playing a... an Allemande, which is a
yes.
German dance.
The
from
first
this,
movement.
From mm-hmm. this, that's the first movement of the partita in D minor.
Mm-hmm.
And why did you pick that?
Well, it was the one that was in my fingers still. The other ones were a little bit trickier to pull out right away. But
and it's interesting you use that phrase because musicians do that, don't they?
Yes, they do it quite frequently. Yeah.
And that just means that you have that piece...
still in my brain, still in working order, because I just played it in February, so...
Sort of almost automatic
A little, yeah. Mm-hmm. It took a few days, but...
I would think so.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Emily Hauer with the Partita in D minor by Bach, and this is the first movement, the Allemande.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff.
Thank you.
Now, let's see, a full-size violin you have there?
Yes, it is kind of a small one. But
when did you get your first full-size violin?
Well, it was quite a few years ago.
Really?
I think it was about, I was 10 or 11.
What do you mean, quite a few years ago? How many, should I ask? How many years ago was that?
Like three or four.
Three?
Quite a few years ago. That is a long time ago. I don't really remember. Just that my three quarters, I think, was just getting a little bit squishy, and I hated the sound of it because we were renting it from Hyde. And I heard my brother playing on it, and I was just like, man, I really like your violin. Can I try it? Since he had gotten a new one, I was like, all right, I'm going to just try it. So I kept playing it. And finally, when my mom said, no, you can't, you know, play that violin, I was like, well, why? She's like, well, it's too expensive, and, you know, things like that.
Uh-huh.
It's your brother's. And finally, I just got so mad that she gave in. I don't quite know how it went around, but I grew in.
Both of your brothers violinists? Did you say two brothers?
The younger one used to play violin, but he broke his shoulder in a snowboarding accident, so he doesn't play it anymore.
Snowboarding. Yeah. Got to watch out for that.
Yeah.
Well, it's got a lovely tone to it.
Thank you.
So it was worth all the pressure that you put on your mother. Paid off. We're going to be hearing more from our friends Caleb and Emily and Esther, and of course I'll get to the 12:30 quiz question too right after this here on Wisconsin Public Radio. We're back now in our Buck studio. And by the way, if you missed the very beginning of this broadcast of the midday today, which you almost certainly did, you can hear the whole thing on our website at WPR.org, probably right after 1 o'clock, I would guess. And now back in our Buck studio, it is time for the repeat of yesterday's 12:30 quiz question, which was the co-founder of what electronics manufacturer stated that the processing speed for computers would double every 2 years, and that was Gordon Moore. It's called Moore's Law, and the company that he co-founded, Intel. That was yesterday's question. Today's is a word square, 3x3, and I'll give you the clues for each of the words. Three words horizontally, one under the other, give you three words vertically, one beside the other. You look so intent, Emily. If you can figure this one out on one hearing, then more power to you, because yeah, you've got other things on your mind, I'm sure. Here it is. Our first three-letter word is for a female, informally. Our second three-letter word under that is... Never a dull moment. This is showbiz. Our second... three-letter word under the first is what you're not supposed to ask the foregoing. But I've already asked Esther, I know already. So she's figuring it out as we go. Our third three-letter word is something you should avoid on your hike. And those three words will give you vertically a word for what some politicians have as a gift. And next to that, previously. And next to that, part of a trip. So what are the words? You can give us the three horizontal ones, and it'll give you the three vertical ones automatically. Okay? And I'll repeat that in a few minutes. But first, we have to get back to the pleasure at hand. You look so anticipatory there, Emily. Is it right on the tip of your tongue? I can tell you already got the solution to this. Or you're close. You're close. But that's okay. No pressure. And our guests today for the midday, Caleb and Emily and Esther, are here in conjunction with the Green Lake Music Festival, which is an annual event. And that is in part under the aegis of artistic director of the Chamber Camp and the Fischhoff Chamber Competition. And that's Tom Rosenberg. And just a word then about the big picture, Tom, before we hear more music.
Just very quickly, the festival goes on in Green Lake and elsewhere in Oshkosh and Fond du Lac, and we hope people will come out to hear the concerts. There's six concerts by world-class artists besides the students and two student concerts just this week alone. Tonight, Shen Liu, an internationally award-winning pianist at the Thrasher Opera House, and then the faculty at the Thelma Center for the Arts in Fond du Lac tomorrow night. And the Jupiter Quartet on Sunday at the Thrasher, and all the students, including these three fantastic players, are all playing a concert at Ripon College at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And there's 28 kids from all over the country that we're working with. It's just a great joy.
And I'll bet you have a website that will reiterate everything.
GreenLakeFestival.org.
GreenLakeFestival.org. Okay. Thanks, Tom. Well, and now, let's see, we haven't heard yet from Esther Che, at least not musically. And you have your cello there, and you have a handful, you might say, to provide in terms of the music here, a bit about this Casado that you're going to be playing.
Well, I really like this piece. I pick it up every couple months, I guess, whenever I have to play on short notice. And I like it because it's a solo piece. It's one of my favorite, and I can have lots of liberty to express myself. And the beginning of this piece is kind of like, it's more subtle, and then I feel like in the middle I can really express myself, and towards the end, yeah, I get really tired during this, but yeah, it's gorgeous.
Okay, so here we go, and it's the suite for solo cello. It's a movement, third movement from it by Casado. Thank you. Bravo. Esther Che with the third movement from the Casado Suite for cello. And we'll come back to our Prodigy Piano Trio and put all three of them together right after this here on Wisconsin Public Radio. And in the interest of time, we're going to go right into our last piece. It's a Schubert Trio in B-flat, second movement with our Prodigy Piano Trio. Thank you. Can't beat Schubert, not in the hands of such capable players. Wonderful stuff. Wonderful stuff. That was the second movement of Schubert's piano trio in B flat, and he certainly had a gift for song, didn't he?
Yes, he certainly did.
And you all have brought it out. And so now you're going to be playing this piece at the festival, is that right?
Yes.
Playing this movement or the whole work, or what all are we going to be
just
playing?
Just this movement.
And then you're going to be playing things individually too. No?
No.
Just that's it. That's it. You go to the festival and you learn and then you play some Schubert. Well, that's great. Thanks very much for stopping by the midday today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, and, pleasure.
We'll look forward to a return visit. For some of you, it's going to be farther than others because Kayla Borick is from Charleston.
Yes.
And Esther Che is from Miami.
Yeah.
But, Emily Hauer from Appleton.
Yeah.
Not quite so far. Great to have all of you. Look forward to hearing more, much more from all of you. Now to the results of our 12:30 quiz question. It was a word square today. And it went like this, 3x3 words, 3 by 3 letters by 3. A female informally would be a gal. And let's see, what you're not supposed to ask a gal is?
Age.
There you go. Something you avoid on a hike would be a bog. And let's see, some politicians have the gift of this. Do you know what that would be, Michelle?
Gab.
Notice some have it, not all. And previously, a go. And then, in both senses of the word, a kind of or a part of a trip would be a leg. Can't trip without one. And, of course, a leg is part of a journey also. So gal, age, bog, gab, a go, and leg. And who is our winner, Michelle?
It is Laura J. from Madison.
And if you will email or call back with your address, we'll send you our prize for today. It's a book. It's called Bad English, A History of Linguistic Aggravation by Ammon Shea. And thanks to everyone who's helped to make the midday for today, to our engineer, our tireless, hardworking engineer, Brittany True, to Shelley Pittman, and also to Michelle Good, bringing in our answers. Stay right there for Garrison Keillor and his Writer's Almanac. At 1 o'clock, and then at 1:05, there will be more music going up till 3 right here on Wisconsin Public Radio.